Welcome to another episode of Heart Flow Healing with Caroline. And today I share about self-compassion. So many of my friends and clients, self-compassion is really strange. And it was for me for a long time too. It's so easy to think about, oh, I did this wrong, and or my life turned around because I was so stupid, or I made the biggest mistake of my life. If I'd only did it differently. And we can really be very harsh, mean, unkind to ourselves. It's all about the self-talk we have. We can say things like, I was so stupid, or how could I? And we lack that self-compassion. We are usually very compassionate with our children and friends, and we share that compassion with everyone. How would it feel if we could feel that compassion for ourselves? If we could look back with loving eyes and say, okay, I didn't know better, or maybe that was meant to be. And just looking back and feeling into the situation and sort of sensing why we did certain things. Usually it's a lack of love. We were looking for love in all the wrong places. And that's not a bad thing, looking for love, because we are all longing for that love somewhere out there till we learn to go within and connect with that love inside of us. It was here all along. And if we then can look back on that time and feel like, okay, yeah, I have compassion for you. You lack that love, and you did these things because of certain ways, or because you were hurt, or anything. And then if we can wrap ourselves, hug ourselves in that situation. And I usually go back with my clients to a certain time I intuitively sense, and we can hug that past version of ourselves, so we can hug them and send that compassion to the situation. And that helps us dissolve the situation, and we feel much calmer and much more loving towards ourselves. And that's sort of part of a forgiveness ritual as well, to have that compassion for a certain situation. And we can be so harsh to ourselves still now and lack the compassion. So I ask you today, what happened already today when you got up in the morning, during the day? What are you still thinking, like, oh, I should have done better, or I should have known better? Or do you punish yourself before because you don't have that much energy, or because you had a hard time getting out of bed, or anything? It can be so many little things, you know? It's sort of, oh, I didn't do that, or I should do that. The shoulding is also not compassion for self. So watch the words you're using and the thoughts you're having, and just share that compassion. And if you're feeling tired and you feel like you have to push yourself, be compassion with yourself. Say, okay, it's okay to feel less energy. We're not always full energy. We have the ups and downs. And usually, when we can relax a day, we feel more energized the next, rather than pushing through it all and blaming, shooting ourselves. How often do you use should? I should be doing this. Oh, I should be doing this. Or, and just observe that, because the should is a sign that you don't really want to do it. So just feel into it why you feel the need, a certain thing has to be done. And can you sort of turn it around in things like, oh, I love to do this another day? Or if you see the outcome, then you feel like, oh, great. Or like cleaning, you know, I then say, okay, this is my workout time. And then it's different. It's not like we're just cleaning the house, but it's a little workout. And then also seeing that the house is very clean and sparkly and fresh, and that's something to look forward to. And it's easy when there's already dust or cat litter around, and then you say, okay, quickly hoover that, and then it feels much nicer. This is all about self-compassion, and self-compassion resides in our hearts as well. And it means that we open our hearts to ourselves, that we don't punish ourselves or talk down on us, making us small, but just feeling the gentleness. And we are human. We are only human. So we make mistakes. We are not robots. We are not programmed to feel the same each day. We have ups and downs and lefts and rights, and life is a journey, and we can experience it and take each day as a new day and do the best in every moment, as we always do. And looking back, it's easy to see what we could have done better, but we didn't know. That's what we learn for. That's our experiences. And enjoying the roses or the flowers along the path and feeling that nurturing care, compassion for who you are. That opens you up to more love. And that's so important. Because if you're not compassionate with yourself, whoever will? Yeah, sometimes we still have a mom that tells us it's okay, it's going to be okay, hugs us, or you have friends that keep you up. So just be as kind as you are with your friends or your children or with whoever, with yourself. And the thing is, if you don't feel compassion for yourself, no one ever will. People will tell you how bad you are, how bad you have behaved, because that's your internal belief. And they will just mirror it. They will just reflect back your own feelings about yourself. And when I was married, I never felt worthy. So all I ever heard, you're not good enough, you're not doing this enough, your hair is not nice enough, you're not dressing nicely enough. There were complaints about everything and anything. And yeah. I believe that about myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't have noticed it. I was like, no, I'm fine, you know. So just take this in. And now maybe we do a little exercise as well today. Just put your hands on your heart and just breathe in deeply. Close your eyes and take in a deep breath. And just remember maybe something in your past, something you feel like should have known better, should have done better. And just see yourself in that situation. Look back. See where you are, with whom you are, what you're doing. And now, as an outside observer, look at yourself. Can you get a sense where you were, what you were feeling, why you reacted or did this thing? Can you feel a little warm around your heart, a little compassion for your past self, for your younger self? Just imagine yourself going there and giving yourself a big, big hug, telling yourself it's gonna be okay. It's all right. I love you. Just take in a deep breath. Feel that compassion for yourself. And bring that compassion forward. I'm learning to be more compassionate with myself from now on out. I'm only human. I'm doing my best in every given situation. Thank you, universe, angels. Thank you for supporting me. Take a deep breath. Come back into the room and open your eyes. I hope this has helped you with a little more compassion for yourself. And it's a practice, it's an observing about how you're thinking, talking about yourself and about your past issues you were having. It's all good. We are all here to learn. Sending you so much love. And if you loved this episode, share it with your friends. Thank you.